Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
Welcome back. We got another week. How lucky are we?
Yeah.
Why are we lucky?
Do we have a job that we love?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I watch Arkansas Keith go to the mill every day. He didn't like that job. So we're here. We got a job we love. The hours suck, but all of our listeners listening now do too. Unless they're on the podcast, then who needs you? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You guys get to wake up whenever you want. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right. We're going to get to know here on Monday. Which of your personality traits are you most proud of? Which of your personality traits are you most proud of? Lunchbox, do you know yours?
My awesomeness? Mm. Is that a personality trait?
Sure. Can be. I would say that would be more of
my outgoingness. Confidence? Is that personality?
I'm awesome. That's the best thing about me. That's pretty confident. So I would say you're confident.
Okay, my confidence is my best one because, I mean, I believe I can do anything. I believe I'm better than anybody, and
that would be going into a bit of arrogance, but yes, I hear you.
Yeah, like I'm just confident. I believe in it, and I don't let people bother me. They can give me their opinions of me, and guess what? Their opinion don't matter.
Like it. Huh. What personality trait are you most proud of, Eddie?
My humor. I like my humor. I mean, I think everyone in my family is kind of funny. Like, my dad's brother was a comedian. And
really?
So, like, yeah, it just kind of runs in the family that we like to make people laugh. I get joy out of seeing people laugh at what I say. So I like that.
Amy?
I think that I'll go with, and I've learned this a lot about myself recently, especially being a co-parent, but my personality can see the bigger picture and try to see where the other person's coming from, too. Like
understand.
I go there easily.
Yeah.
Where I guess I can kind of be in the gray. Things don't have to be so black and white. Like,
you can also understand that maybe you don't understand.
Yes, that's, I think, too. And this is just a new part of my life and things that I'm learning about myself. And I even said that to Ben, my co-parent, the other day, where I was just like, I felt like I was really seeing the bigger picture. And I said, I don't want to have an inflated view of how I'm handling this, but I think that I am, because I felt at the time he was being a little black and white. But then I also had compassion for that's some of his how he grew up and his military background. And so then I gave space for that, and ultimately he came around.
That to me feels like the words of someone who's put a lot of work into themselves.
Yeah. Yes. And that's why it was even hard for me to admit that to him on the phone. Like, I was like, it sounds like I'm thinking highly of myself by saying this, but actually I think I'm proud of the patience and the work that I've put into trying to understand.
Well, maybe you don't say that to him that you're proud of yourself, but I mean, still, I think there's
Well, I didn't. I said, I think I said
major growth.
I have an inflated view.
Yeah, major growth.
I just wanted him to understand.
And mine is not going to make sense to you guys, but if I'm picking what personality trait I'm most proud of now, you guys are going to roll your eyes and be like, pfft.
Let's see. Try us.
No, we would never roll our eyes.
Your
this
timeliness?
Is a safe space.
No, I would say my patience.
What?
Wow, you don't have
hold
patience.
On. Hold on.
What are you talking about?
Hold on.
That's not part of your
program. It's gotten better.
I worked so hard.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. Yes,
you need to shut up because I'm not going to take any of listen to your mouth. I'm not patient with you at all.
You're being impatient.
I would say that in general, I have a bit of an understanding that because I need, want, desire something to happen now because I feel like it should. It doesn't mean everybody else should have the same feeling I have. I'm still not good at not feeling like it. But I think outwardly, I've become even a much more patient boss.
Mm-hmm.
Much.
Hold on. We're not doing what we've most improved.
No, no. It's what are you proud of? You're doing whatever you want. That you don't get to make the rules. The question is, what are you most proud of? And my personality trait I'm most proud of is patience because I've gotten better at it. It's not what I'm the best at. I think that's like tenacity, just showing up.
What, you're quick-witted?
Well, okay, but I'm saying if I was most proud of something, it would just be like, yeah, like tenacity. I don't have a talent. I'm not very talented.
What does tenacity mean?
I don't quit. But I would say what I'm most proud of, patience, the patience that I've developed in the past 4 or 5 years.
As a boss.
It's still, no, just as a person. Oh. It's still not good, but it used to be terrible. I think being married has, like, my wife has instilled a lot of...
PTO.
What's that?
Oh, that's just me saying praise the Lord. Because I think it has since
what
you...
What in the world?
Since you've gotten married, there's been some healthy changes.
Yeah, I don't.
Right just, there, you showed patience right there, not just jumping.
No, I've showed like ignorance. I have no idea what that means. Confused.
Oh, never
heard that. But mine's patient. I'm not a patient person. I'm still not a patient person. I'm very impatient. But patience is what I'm most proud of now because I've developed a sense of it that I've never had before.
Okay,
I would agree with that.
It's your view on your personality, man. So it's, you know, whatever
guys,
you want.
He
you
is guys, more patient.
You two guys over in Kidland.
Whoa.
Shut up.
Hey, be patient.
Yeah,
kid,
when I said mine, I think Lunchbox said, what the?
I didn't. I said, I think it's.
No, I got confused. Morgan, I mean, about halfway through your speech.
What would you say the personality trait you're most proud of yourself?
I think it'd be empathy, my heart. I have a lot of empathy for people and the situations they've been in. Also, just a really big heart.
It also is a weird question to answer because it feels like I'm asking you, like, what are you most proud of? And it feels like you're bragging, but I'm begging you to brag.
Right.
So it does feel weird.
No, Lunchbox doesn't feel weird bragging.
I don't mind bragging.
I'm awesome.
I'm smarter than everyone else.
Ray.
Yeah, chameleon.
What?
You can put me wherever and I'll always fit in. My humor isn't just like in the studio. Say if I went to a lumber mill, I'd be the funniest dude there. So I'd say chameleon.
Is it humor then?
Humor, but also everything. Work ethic, whatever.
I know. So everything?
You could drop me in any environment.
You could just dominate any
environment? I'd fit in immediately.
Got it. I like it.
You should be a spy, dude.
Maybe he is.
Oh, my.
What if we dropped you in Asia? They'd be like, there's the white guy. I don't think you fit in there.
No, he's chameleon,
Why
dude.
Does he want to know our government secrets? All right. We're good. Everybody good. What?
I don't know. I'm sorry I turned mine into a story. I think I was just talking through like something I've been thinking about recently.
Why are you apologizing? You know what your worst trait is? You think too much and you're dwelling on things that you think we are thinking
about.
Okay,
but I don't know why I just didn't answer it like, oh, I think I've grown in the area of like,
I have no patience for this. Okay, we're moving on.
Exactly.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. Lately, my wife and our teenage daughter have been at each other's throats. I've refused to get in the middle and have just tried to be supportive of both. It seems that being, quote, Switzerland isn't all it's cracked up to be. Now I'm being resented by both of them because neither of them think I have their backs. How long can I keep the neutral thing up before I become the common enemy here? Signed, husband, father, trying to keep the peace. I don't have kids, so I'll remove myself from anybody taking my real advice, but I feel like I'd always have to set the precedent of being on my wife's side just because, but I don't have kids. So, Amy?
Yeah, this is something you and your wife, I think, need to work through. I don't have the full picture, but I would say y'all need to figure it out and then present a united front to your teenager. The teenager shouldn't feel like she needs you to stick up for her versus mom or mom to stick up for her versus dad. I don't know. I just feel like that's when it gets really tricky.
I feel like it's general teenagery that's making them fight.
Right? Yeah.
There's not like one issue. So it's just that age and stage.
Yeah. Somehow you need to be able to step up if you don't agree with the wife. See, that's where it gets tricky. Like maybe if you don't agree with her, y'all need to settle it on the side so that way y'all come up with a united front. That way you can support your wife in front of your daughter. Because I feel like that is going to be the best. As a co-parent, I'm not married anymore, but we're still parenting the same child and we disagree about things for sure. But towards the kids, it's still a united front. And we do everything possible to maintain that, because that's just going to be best for our family. And I would assume maybe yours too, but...
Eddie?
Yeah, Amy's exactly right. You and your wife need to be on the same page. And if you're not on the same page, Amy's right again. Go in a separate room. Make sure you're away from your kids. Talk about it. Okay, how are we going to present this? What do you think? What is what
but
I
what
think?
What if you can't come to the same?
Well, then you need to.
You have to. Whatever it is, even if you're wrong about it, you say, you know what? I'm wrong about it. But if you feel stronger than I do,
thing never
do
happened.
It. It's got to. It's got to, because you cannot be on your daughter's side.
I'm not demanding that I'm going to be told is right. But if it's like, I'm wrong about it, I'll just act like I'm wrong. I'll just check out.
Right. So then you say, all right.
Then you're not being supportive.
And you have to tell your daughter, you know what?
You know, I love my daughter. I'm on her side now.
Checking out is the lazy way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get to work. So
that's like, that's passive.
Yeah.
You got to be on the same team.
I got to get up early in the morning. So you got to deal with this.
No.
Peace.
Yeah. I agree. Unified front, right?
Has to be.
Even if we argue about what time to feed the dogs, we go in a room, we feed Stanley now.
Away from the dogs?
7:30. And we go back and we're like, 7:30 it is.
Yeah. We both agree on that.
We both agree. Good luck with that. I bet that's a very common thing.
Yeah.
Mom versus teenage girl. And dad being like, I don't know what to do because I don't understand.
Or just parents against kids. Like,
oh, well, it's a whole different war over there.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, daughter, mom. It's like, even like me, sometimes my son, and I'm like, man, I know what he's saying. I was a dude. I know what he's talking about. Like, I was in high school, and my wife's like, what are you talking about? Let's talk about it separately. Come up with one thing, and then we'll present it.
PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right, there you go. Good luck. As you hear, there is no answer that's right. It's just be unified in your answer.
That's an answer. Yeah. Be unified.
That's the answer.
That's the answer.
There's no answer that's right always with the in the fight.
No.
It's just the answer is to be unified, even right. If you're wrong. Oh, yeah, right.
But you got to get there. You don't want to just, you can't fake it the entire time. Although sometimes I just choose the united front and then I call my friends and I talk trash.
Wait, oh my God. Honey, what?
Just kidding.
No, you're not. All right, close it out.
I didn't.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
If you're a dog guy, if you're a dog girl, you'll like this one. So Jason and Julia have been together for a while, and Jason was going to propose, and he's like, oh, what do I do? How do I propose? If I do it boring, she's not going to have a good story. He wanted to be romantic. And so he also worked at adoption services. And so there was a dog named Banjo that had been there forever. And so he inscribed, will you marry me, on Banjo's collar.
Nice.
And had Banjo like follow him and go up to her. It's like, oh, because it was like a stray bulldog mix. She's like, oh, look, it's a bulldog. Will you marry me? She did not think it was Banjo proposing. She knew it was Jason. And so it was a success. The couple was overcome with joy, and then they both adopted Banjo.
That's cool.
Which is pretty cool. That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Today is April 1st. It's April Fool's Day. We're not doing any jokes on you. We do jokes all the other days of the year.
Okay.
On each other, though. We're not doing any jokes on any listeners. It's also the first of the month. We will celebrate that. We're going to do famous firsts. Famous firsts in history.
For example,
just say your name. Who was the first human to set foot on the moon?
Eddie. Neil Armstrong.
Correct. You got the point there.
Yeah. But that was an example?
As example, does not count as a point. You'll buzz in. I'll do the best to see who yelled their name first.
Got it.
As always, Mike D's my judge. Famous firsts in history. What beach town was where the first...
Lunchbox? Jamestown.
Incorrect.
What?
What beach town was where the first recorded instance of human flight using a...
Amy. Kitty Hawk?
Correct.
Wow.
Kitty Hawk's all I needed. Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, you were going to say. That would have been extra right, but Kitty Hawk is the beach town.
Didn't know that was a beach town.
Amy won.
Thought you were going to say first settlement, man.
What was the first social media platform?
Lunchbox.
Go ahead.
Facebook.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Two.
What was the first social media platform to introduce hashtags?
Amy. Twitter.
Correct. In 2007. She's on it. She's off her meds and she's on life.
Well, I need to slow down.
Okay. Who are you talking to?
Me, because...
Okay, I'm wondering. I
heard first social media and I went, and then you went two, and I'm dead.
Next up. What are the first three words.
Amy. We the people.
Correct. Of the Constitution.
What the?
Okay. So hey, the offer meds on life.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Those
know.
Are the three words?
Yeah.
Boom.
I thought I love you, but no.
What the? Here we go. Me at the zoo was the first video uploaded.
Lunchbox. Oh, YouTube. Oh,
correct.
Yeah.
To what platform? April 23rd, 2005.
This is terrible.
These are all famous firsts in history. What are the first 10 amendments called?
Lunchbox. Bill of Rights.
Correct.
Yeah.
What was the first cloned mammal in
1990?
Eddie.
Oof. Eddie?
A goat.
Incorrect.
God.
Lunchbox.
Sheep.
Incorrect. What was the first cloned mammal in 1996 named?
Oh, stupid.
Oh, you jerk. It was a goat, though.
Texas A&M.
Jerk.
Texas A&M.
I didn't write. I'm reading the question.
God is good.
Texas A&M. Good.
Amy, answer?
I don't know. Something like Dolly or something.
Answer?
Dolly.
Correct.
What?
Dolly the sheep.
I don't even know where that came from.
Yeah, right.
Dolly
the sheep.
Shout out. Giggum.
What was the first antibiotic discovered by Alex?
Eddie?
What?
That is,
Time.
Lunchbox.
Penicillin.
Correct.
Yeah.
What was the first antibiotic discovered by Alexander Fleming in 1928 after finding mold growing in a petri dish? That is penicillin. The score, Amy 4, Lunchbox 3. Eddie is there. Eddie's present.
So stupid.
Zero. Who was the first U.S. president to be impeached in 18?
Amy. 18? What?
Time.
Nixon.
Incorrect.
Eddie.
Garfield.
Incorrect. Who was the first U.S. president to be impeached in 1868?
Oh, shoot. I know that one.
That was Taft.
Incorrect. The Concord Code of 1868. Does that help anybody?
No.
Is it Lincoln?
Van Buren.
No. So Lincoln died, right? Civil War, 65-ish. Who's after Lincoln?
No idea.
Who came in after Lincoln?
No idea.
His vice president.
Yeah. Eddie, do you watch?
Roosevelt.
Are you watching that show,
Manhunt? Yeah, but I'm not there yet.
There's only three episodes out.
I know. I'm still in the first.
Oh.
I'm not there yet.
She's not really watching.
It's Andrew Johnson.
I've never heard of that guy.
Dang, I thought it was, I thought in the 70s was the first.
You thought wrong.
1970.
Yeah.
You're off by about 100.
Right.
What was the first animated feature film?
Eddie.
Ever?
Mickey Mouse.
Incorrect. Ever released?
Amy. Cinderella.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Ever released by Walt Disney in 1937.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. 1937?
Yeah.
A good one.
It's a Wonderful Life.
No, not animated, but it's
Snow White.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Yeah,
that's from the 30s?
Yeah,
need
man.
To calm down.
Wow.
Okay, we have two more, and Amy 4, Lunchbox 3. We have two more left.
I have a chance. Okay.
Edward Jenner developed the first successful vaccine in 1796. What was it used to?
Eddie.
Polio. Incorrect.
Amy. Smallpox.
Correct.
Dang it.
Good job.
Wow.
Okay.
What was the first country music radio station that began broadcasting in 19... 19- Amy.
The Grand Ole Opry.
The stage radio station. 1925 in Nashville.
Yeah. Lunchbox. The Big 98.
No.
Your station for hit music.
There are big letters.
WMZ.
No, WSM.
WSM. That's at the Opry.
No, I was thinking WMZ.
No, the Opry's at the station.
I don't know what you're...
It's a program.
I know, but that's the station, right? That it airs on?
Yeah.
But yes, but it's a program.
I know, but I was close.
But there's AM and... Okay, but you didn't get it, though.
Correct. I didn't.
Polio could have been close to smallpox, but yeah. Amy 5, Lunchbox 3. Amy 3. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly. Right. I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo doo boop, ba doo boop, ba doo boop, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Guy's in a little bit of trouble. He left his fiance's $2,000 wedding dress on the roof of his car and just drove off. Mm. Oh. They did not find it. They're offering a $500 reward to anyone who finds it.
Oh, they think someone stole it?
No. They think it just fell. How would you know who to get it to?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it had to fall off backward. He didn't look in the rear view because if it falls off on the side, your side, you're going to see it. If it goes off the front, you're going to see it.
Right.
But how upset would you be? And I'm bringing our Swiftie Lauren in here, who is engaged. How upset would you be if your fiance lost your wedding dress?
This close to the wedding, I'd be livid. I would be livid.
Because this is a bit of neglect by him for like prioritizing that dress.
Yeah, and I just don't understand how you leave something that big. It's not like it's like a phone or like a cup of coffee. It's probably in a huge dress bag. Like, how do you just not see that and drive off?
You don't care about it that much. You don't prioritize it that much.
Well, then, guys, you set it on top and then you open the car door.
No, but it's so big. It's not a cup.
I know, but the groom doesn't wear the dress. And to him, it's just like a grocery bag.
And the whole reason you are where you are is because of that dress, because you wouldn't just go and walk around with that dress.
Also,
like you went to wherever you were going because of that dress. Otherwise, you wouldn't be carrying that dress around.
It happens.
It's a great point. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, and it's
if it makes the news, it's because it didn't happen that often.
He wasn't supposed to see the dress. That's why it did it. Karma.
Yeah, maybe that's the bad luck. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, $2,000. Jeez. Do you get insurance on a dress? That's not a thing, is it?
I don't think so. I don't have insurance.
Do you have your dress?
I do.
And you're getting married when?
In May.
Oh my gosh.
Soon, real soon, yeah.
Right in the corner.
Did you do anything crazy, like put yourself like on a crazy diet or take hair growing pills or anything where you're like, I'm going to make sure for my wedding I'm perfect?
Just watching what I eat, but nothing like crazy.
And you have how many bridesmaids do you have?
I have 10 bridesmaids.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
He's like 10. She's like, I got to cut it down to 10. He's like, I got to have 10.
Are you going
to
have all 10 on your side and all 10? Like, because the bride, when I was one of the 10, she did it 5 and 5 on each side. So we were staggered.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So I like that idea. We haven't really discussed
yet. The cheerleader pyramid with them.
Yeah.
Or 4, 3, 2, 1. And they all do the pyramid where they're on their knee. So that's a lot. I saw a note on my desk and it says Bobby Bones and wife, and it's an invitation from Lauren. I'm assuming to her wedding.
I haven't opened mine up either.
So did you invite everybody?
Invited everyone. I wanted to be polite, include everyone.
You don't have to do that.
But I wanted to, and I like want everyone to know. I hope no one feels any obligation to go. Like, I will not be offended. I won't be upset. I just wanted to extend the invite. I would love everyone to be there. If you can't come, I'm not going to take it personally. I'd be like, okay. Like, I totally get it. And,
Do you feel a pressure that we feel a pressure? No, you should feel like you don't have to invite us.
You're still polite if you didn't invite us, though.
Of course, would love for everyone to be there. It's a celebration, and I see you guys almost every day. I would love for everyone to be there, but I'm not going to be upset if like someone can't come.
But we're going to cost you money, is what we're concerned about.
Well, so this
about.
Is what the thing is. We
are not
have,
eating.
No.
Oh man,
we you guys already are on the outside. Have like a package. So it was like between 150 and like 200 people, and then we had enough open spots. So
we got the leftover spots.
Yes, because what it is we just got this invitation and we're supposed to RSVP in the next week.
Yeah.
Basically it's saying, hey, we waited until we got RSVPs from enough people
but
saying
that's okay.
No.
It's not like you and Lauren are best
but
friends.
But that was the thing. You guys were on a short list.
I thought she was using us for clout because she was trying to say, hey, you guys come so I can tell my friends the Bobby Bones show will be there.
No. It's definitely not that. I know, Lunchbox, you think everything's about you, but it's not that.
Lauren, let me ask you this, though.
Do you want us to give a speech?
Are you concerned, Lauren, that like a celebrity like Lunchbox is going to be there and maybe take the attention off of you on your wedding day?
You know, I haven't thought about that because we all know how Lunchbox loves to just...
Think
he's the center of attention. But, you know, I'm not too concerned about it, to be honest. Okay. Yeah.
So who can go?
Like, did Morgan get a plus one or is it just Morgan? Can she bring
Do you
her
realize?
Dude?
Oh, whoa.
What bones? What?
That's not a good
spots.
Weekend, man.
That is a bad weekend.
That's what I said. Arkansas or something?
No, ACM Awards. I got to go. I'm part of the broadcast.
Oh, we're all nominated for an award, too.
Oh, no, we're all going to be there.
Oh, man, we're all going to be there. More than you got to kiss
Well, that's
your
not
wedding.
True because it's in Dallas. I don't know that we're all going to be there.
We're all going to Dallas.
I'm supposed to be part of the show.
We've gone to Vegas to get to accept the ACM.
We haven't won the award. Being nominated, you don't just go.
Well,
we haven't won the award.
I know. Okay.
And you're acting like we already
We're
won.
Going back
no,
to Dallas,
I'm not.
If we don't win, Amy just jinxed it. You guys,
Amy.
You just heard. It's like when Eddie texted me 2 minutes left in the game. Good
Stop.
Win. And then we lose.
Not true. It's not on
Amy
me.
Just did that to us.
I didn't.
Got a question.
I didn't say
Ray,
we were going to win.
React.
I said
we react, Ray.
I'm just glad I wasn't the one that jinxed it.
But I.
Wow.
The jinx isn't.
Wow.
Amy, you can't say that either.
Okay. I honestly am starting to feel like.
Wow.
Lately, it doesn't appear as though I can do much. Right.
Exactly. Get back in your medicine. Okay, look.
Good gosh.
Lauren.
Okay.
I will not be in town. I'm very sorry.
That's fine. Yeah.
I'm a part of the show. So I wish
we'll be here because apparently we're losing.
No, it's not. You don't go to Dallas if you don't win the award. Hey, you don't even go if you do win sometimes.
Hey, but Bobby, you still get a gift, right?
I know.
I'll get her a gift.
That's good.
You don't even have to do that,
okay,
honestly.
Guess I won't. All right, I'm done. Out then.
Are you registered anywhere, Lauren?
Yeah, that's a website and everything. Everything's up there. But yeah.
Hey, Scuba, when will we know that we didn't win?
It's usually right now, but it's usually mid-April, I believe, we find out.
Okay. Well,
so some time.
I regardless, even once we lose, I will be in Texas. I'm very sorry.
No, I totally understand. No, I get it.
And then who can go? Anybody want to commit now?
I'll be in San Francisco. I apologize, but I won't be there. But thank you for the invite.
Yes, of course.
This is an official RSVP. Ray, did you get invited?
If it's midweek, I can't go. Weekend, I can.
It's not midweek.
Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
I can probably go.
You can probably go. You're not even committing.
I just don't know. My wife has her calendar too.
Got it.
I can probably.
You guys?
Yeah, I gotta check with the wife. I'm not sure.
Do you want to go?
Yeah. I would love to go.
Is it a plus one for them?
Yeah.
But now that Bobby's out, I can bring two of my kids. I just need one person to be out.
There's no kids. No to go boxes.
Is it open bar?
Open bar, 12-piece live band.
Ooh, she gets that.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, man, she's got some expensive stuff on this registry.
Oh, you on it?
Yeah, she wants a Dyson Cool Purifying Fan.
Yeah, but that's probably like the most expensive
thing.
That
is probably the most expensive
thing. You probably click most expensive first so you can like rub it in her face.
I literally clicked on the thing.
Do cheapest.
Put me down for those towels.
Oh, no. She wants us to buy a new house for her.
House?
It's a house fund.
Yeah, there's a picture of a house. Buy me a house. What?
No, I don't think she wants a house. I think she wants a fund to like buy towels and stuff.
What in the world? I've never seen someone ask for a new house.
She put the actual house on there.
Why? It's a stock photo.
There's an address.
It's a stock photo.
And it's marked our top choice.
That is our top choice. We just want money. We plan on buying a house after the wedding.
I like that too. It's much easier. We just give you money.
Please just do that. Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
It's not the point. The point is to actually buy the house.
Yeah, this house, I'm looking at it on Zillow right now. It says Zestimate 700.
700 what?
For this house.
700,000.
But that's not
the
house.
It's not the real house. It's a picture of a house.
I don't have that kind of money.
No, guys. Oh, my God. Okay, Lauren, I hope your marriage is great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Marriage? Let's start with the wedding first.
Well, I hope the marriage is great. The wedding's going to be a disaster.
Okay.
But I hope it's all great. The lottery drawing with the numbers 9999 hit. I wouldn't even pick those numbers.
No.
Like, if I were picking, I'd be like, there's no way it's going to happen. 366 tickets won.
Jeez.
When the numbers 9999 hit. A total $878,000 in prizes are being distributed to 366 winners. So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, you still won a bunch.
That's split.
But you got to split that 366 ways.
I didn't know that you can have multiple numbers, the same numbers on the lottery.
It's like a pick three or something.
Oh,
like
pick okay. four, 9999.
Oh, I thought
9999, yeah.
Whatever, it's yeah. It's nine. One of those ones where you can, it's like the numbers are 0 through 9 or 1 through 9.
And those
you,
can repeat.
Yes.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Where the Powerball, once it comes out, it can't come back out because yeah. it's in the same bucket, yes. basically.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Guess what? Our life expectancy is on the rise. We're headed in the right direction because we had gone down, but now we're expected to live a little bit longer. The average age is 77 and a half years old now. Women, we're going to live longer.
It's a conversation with my wife and I because I am almost 12 years older than her. And she's like, I'm already going to live to a later life number than you, just based on data. Mm-hmm. Plus, you're already a lot older. So I could die at any time.
Yeah, women are at 80.2 years for life expectancy, and men are at 74.8.
So let's say I die at 74. So that's basically 30 years.
Oh, man, don't. That's
so I die, in 30, I die in 30 years.
That's rough.
And then she's got another, like, 50.
Yeah.
That's so soft. She can get married again.
Over my dead body. Oh, well, so I guess she can.
Full of the life.
Yeah, I guess she
Do y'all
can.
Ever talk about that? Like, would you be okay with it?
Oh, yeah. No problem. Just don't. He gets none of my money.
Would she be okay with it? Like, she want to get married to someone else?
Well, I don't think she wants to, because I don't think she wants me to die.
But my wife tells me, like, I will not marry anyone else.
Yeah, but because she can tell you that, because you're not going to be alive whenever she does.
That's a good point. Right. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
I would just want her to be happy over my dead body. But I'll be dead. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
So it's the end of an era for gum. Apparently, nobody's really chewing it anymore, or as much as we used to. And there's a few reasons why it's been in decline. Obviously, COVID, it went down, but then it just hasn't caught back up like other things have. So there's a trend of limiting sugar and eating foods with better ingredients. And even sugar-free gum has artificial stuff that people are like, I don't know that I want to put that in my body. And some people are concerned about, I guess, the litter from gum, like how seeing it everywhere is like disgusting it and spitting
it
out.
Does it go away, though, if you like throw it out? Let's say you throw it in the yard.
Decomposable, is that what you mean?
Does it, or does it, because it doesn't sit for 7 years. It doesn't sit in your stomach for 7 years.
That's what they say, though.
But I'm saying, Morgan, do you know about this?
I don't think it decomposes. The thing that I learned is if you throw it out the window, birds are typically the ones to pick it up, and it gets stuck in their beaks, and it kills them.
Peace out, bird. I'm talking about us. How long will it be?
Terrible.
Forget the bird.
How long will it be sitting in the yard if you just leave it? Okay.
Well, I'm glad Morgan said that, because I had no idea that was a thing, and that's, we need to save the birds.
Depends how good. Don't pick it up. Birds?
Well, yeah, it's
true.
But
they don't know. It probably smells good.
Or if you do, dude, make sure it's like Hubba Bubba and you leave a little bit of flavor.
Nice.
So at least they can have a little something.
And then another reason is because of inflated prices. Like, people just don't want to spend money.
Of gum?
Gum?
Gum's gone up.
No.
Yes, Lunchbox, he's looked something up.
Guys.
Yeah. He's coming. His chest is puffed out.
This is crazy.
Go ahead.
For it to decompose on the ground, there has been in-depth research, and they think it takes between 5 to 1,000 years.
Well, that's a big spectrum.
5 to 1,000.
That they have seems gum like they have no idea and they just made it up. I don't know, Chuck. Write this. Between 1 day and 1 million days.
I'm sorry. There has yet to be in-depth research, but they said.
Oh well, there's a big.
The current understanding.
Why do we even listen to fact checks?
The estimate comes from our current understanding of synthetic plastic and rubber. And that is what gum is like.
Golly.
And it's 5 to 1,000 years when you throw it on the ground.
There's such a difference in that.
But still, 5 years to decompose, that's a long time. Just throw in the trash can, man.
And yeah, Amy said inflation. My son, we went to the grocery store.
But even
store.
In the trash, if you put in a dump, it's still going to be in a place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but you can save the birds.
Forget the birds.
Well, what about Eddie's son?
Yeah, so he had a dollar, and I said, you can buy whatever you want in the grocery store for a dollar. He couldn't find a single thing. nothing was under a dollar, not even gum.
Surely, like, a single Laffy Taffy.
No, man, it's crazy. Nothing.
Maybe they just didn't have single Laffy Taffys.
Yeah, the cheapest was 99 cents, but with tax, he couldn't afford it.
Dang. Yeah, and according to EcoFreak, it says about 500 years to decompose, and it is very bad for the environment. 80 to 90% of gum is not disposed of properly.
I just keep thinking of Red Solo Cup.
Red
Solo. It's not disposable.
You, my friend, don't have a pair of vegetables.
Yeah, yes. Okay, Amy, what else?
Okay, so momfluencers who glamorize motherhood are making new moms feel really insecure.
just because a lot of times they're posting their happy kids. They always have their hair and their makeup done and their house is clean. But just remember, that's not reality. But a lot of people are watching the content and then they're like feeling depressed about how they mother or how their house looks or what their life is like or what they look like. Just another reminder to not compare yourself to someone who's doing that on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, didn't we see that lady that just did that and she went to prison? She was this mommy blogger that was all about...
Ruby Frankie.
I don't know her name.
Yeah, but so she was popular on YouTube. There's now a special, like I think, 2020 has a special or whatever. I was watching it because she got arrested last year and it was wild. She had all kinds of mom tips on YouTube and she I think she had like 2 million followers on YouTube and she was giving advice to other parents on how to parent, and then yet on the side she was abusive to her kids.
The 2020 thing, it's just wild.
Did you watch it?
I watched clips of the 2020. Who watched the 2020 at all?
Oh, I did.
But I watched clips of that 2020 thing, and because it was on social media, awful. I don't even know what that is.
I saw the story, and I saw the kid walk up to, like, he snuck out, he broke out, and he went to a neighbor's garage who was in his garage. He's like, can you do me two things? Can you give me something to eat, and can you take me to the police station?
Which this kid's going to be, and it's going to have so much trauma forever.
Yeah, the crazy part is the person she was in partnership with, so she was like a mom influencer or whatever, giving mommy advice on YouTube, but then she partnered with a therapist and the therapist was bad too. They were at the therapist's house and the kids were being abused there.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Oh,
it makes me feel super uncomfortable this early in the morning. I'll feel uncomfortable later in the morning.
In an hour or two.
Don't believe what you see on Instagram.
I don't like it.
Well, my final point was, it was really part of that stood out to me was a woman, an adult woman now, came out and said, I told everybody years ago, this therapist woman is like her aunt or something. She was doing this stuff. She did it to me. It's bad. And like a lot of times people don't feel heard. And then 20 years later, it's like, oh, okay. So just let's try to listen to people and hear them and investigate.
It was like, Tom, something bad. all right, Amy, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Ever since he was a young child, Joseph has dreamed of owning a Ford Mustang. He loves cars, but he always wanted that Mustang. Well, at 11 years old, Joseph found out that he had bone cancer, and after years of treatment, it spread to his lungs, and he was just given a month to live. Well, now Joseph is 18 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's fought and fought. He's 18 years old now. And his dad said, you know what, Joseph? I'm going to buy you that Mustang. So he bought him a 2020 Mustang, and that's not it. They put it on social media, and the CEO for the Ford company found out, and he said, I'm going to send Joseph to racing school. So now Joseph is on his way to racing school. He's going to have drivers instruct him how to race on a racetrack, and he's going to be able to drive the Dark Horse, which is a souped-up Mustang, and he can drive on a track.
Wow.
I love all that, but, I mean, you got me at the beginning. He's like, only a month to live, and I thought it was going to be one of those. Great. So for a whole month, he got to live it out.
No, man. He's 18. And he's going strong. Dad's like, you know what, great man? Job. We're going to live hard right now. So there's your Mustang.
Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case? Or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style.
Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.